Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday, and you're listening to At the Wire. Sunday evening, everybody. I'm Eddie the Hat, and you are tuned in to At the Wire. And yes, it must be Sunday. We're here every Sunday evening for you, going over trips and trouble horses and discussing the week of racing out at Santa Anita, the great race place. And, time flies when you're having fun, when you're cooped up in the office and not able to do a whole heck of a lot. Because next weekend is closing day out at Santa Anita, and then they'll be shifting the horses, the tack, the exercise riders, everything will be going to Del Mar for the Bing Crosby meeting, and that's always a fun little meeting. And then they'll go to Los Alamitos, and then we have the big opening, the granddaddy Santa Anita, the day after Christmas. I know I'm dating myself, but I can't help but think what it used to be in the old days when there was a gap of a month or so between the closing of Hollywood Park and then we had the meeting the day after Christmas. And, just everybody going to I believe it was the night before Christmas Eve, the racing forums would come in. Everybody would be making a mad dash to the liquor stores to pick them up. But now we print them on the computer, so there's no need to do that. So anyway, that's always been our favorite meeting, the regular winter spring meeting at Santa Anita. It's a great, great run, and we're really looking forward to that. Hopefully everybody will be back out in force to root the horses home and to root the jockeys, heckle the jockeys in good nature, good spirit, of course, and see the trainers and grab a couple of beers and some hot dogs and enjoy some live racing, because it's frankly, folks, it's just not the same watching them on a computer screen. Just isn't, no thank you. Anyway, we had a nice weekend of racing that just completed today out at Santa Anita. And, what can I say? We had some pretty good racing. And again, Santa Anita is proving to be a safe, no casualties in the afternoons, which is always a good thing. Of course, jockeys are safe. The horses are coming back in good order. And, while we're thinking about it, we want to, congratulate Craig Lewis on his 1,000th win, training win, which took place on Saturday, and then he comes right back and gets one today. So now Craig is sitting at 1,001 win in the trainer department. And folks, I'll tell you, that's quite an accomplishment. That's not easy to do when you consider what these guys have to go through day in and day out, the hours that they have to put in. They have to be at the barns in the morning, then they have to be at the track in the afternoon. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting up at, you know, 7 and being at the office at 8. We're talking about Bill Spahr, for example. He, you know, 4:30 in the morning, he's galloping horses, getting horses ready to work, and then he goes back to the track in the afternoon. It's a long day. It's hard work, and Well, hey, congratulations, Craig, because you're a great guy and you're very deserving of your accomplishments. Let's get to the panic. We're going to have, folks, we're going to have an abbreviated show this evening because, quite frankly, there's really not that many horses to talk about. Trips and Trouble was actually a pretty fairly run weekend. A couple of horses, though, that we do want to talk about and all of that. So if I let you go a little early tonight, it's okay. It's kind of like getting out of class early when the teacher says, hey, you know what, go ahead and leave because I don't have anything else for you to do today. Well, that's what it's like. And plus the fact, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The Dodgers are playing Game 7 right now versus the Braves, and quite frankly, yours truly wants to get back to that. So anyway, let's take our walk down to the paddock and go over the jockey and trainer standings, talk a little bit about the owners. And this segment every week is brought to you by GMV Art. And at this time of year, if your ghouls or goblins are looking for an illustrator, graphic designer, or any other spooky artistic needs, check out GMV Art. Artist and owner GM Vonnie Velas creates his own original characters set in a world not unlike our own, but funnier and brutally honest. Check him out on Instagram at GMV_art or visit the website at GiovanniVelis.com. That's GiovanniVelis.com. Tell them the hat sent you. Boo. All right. Jockey standings. Flavian Pratt leads the way. Boy, that's no surprise, huh? You know, I'm gonna tell you again, and I don't get paid to say this, but these jockeys I watch day in and day out just typically fascinate me with the way they can get these horses to go in little holes and all that. I had a lot of experience riding horses when I was younger. Certainly not race horses, but trail horses and whatnot. And I know that horses being 1,100 pounds don't always do what you want them to do. And that can certainly be the same when they're traveling at 30, 35 miles an hour. But I'll tell you, it's a real treat to watch. We are blessed to have the jockey colony that we have here in Southern California. And Flavian Pratt's a pure example of that, just a pleasure to ride or watch ride. He leads the way with 22. We have Juan Hernandez with 18, Umberto Rispoli with 10, Ricardo Gonzalez with 9, Abel Cedillo with 7, and then we've got Mario Gutierrez with 6, and Alexis Centeno, Tyler Bays, and Luis Saez with 5. Trainer standings, Pete Miller leads the way with 10, Doug O'Neill with 7, Phil D'Amato with 6, and John Sadler and Bob Baffert each tied with 5. And as far as the owners go, Red Baron's Barn and Rancho Temescal and Redham Racing are now head-to-head with 4 wins, David and Holly Wilson with 3. So congratulations to everybody who just had their name mentioned because you're off to a pretty good start and getting close. You might just take down that jockey, trainer, or owner title at the current meet. Okay, let's get to the horses to watch. And like I said, we're going to fly through this and we're going to let you go home a little or sign off a little bit earlier than this. And we're going to talk about Friday's fourth race. Sherlinda is a horse that we're going to follow. This is a horse that checked and steadied on the turn and was starting to lose a little bit of ground, but Gamely kept to her task and ran a much better-than-looked effort for third. So Circle Sherlinda, we're going to want to follow her. And then we're going to go to the seventh race here, and we're going to talk about Pyron, horse here trained by Mark Glatt. This looks to be like a very, very capable 4-year-old colt of Candy Ride. Looked very impressive here in this win at 760. This was his second local start, in the United, rather in California, I should say. So we're going to keep an eye on him, circle him. He's under the care of the Glatt stable, and we certainly know that Mark knows how to train. So we like the way he won, and we're going to keep an eye on him as well. In the eighth race on Friday, Keep Dancing ran a better-than-looked effort here, broke slowly and awkwardly from the rail, and was far back early, kept to his task, or kept to her task, rather, and the daughter of Clubhouse Ride finished a respectable fourth, and we're going to maybe a good idea to probably circle her, and if she's drawn outside next time, given a clean trip, she might improve. So we're going to keep an eye on her. That is Keep Dancing. Saturday, in the first race, a first-time starter that our clients had off of our clockers list, Play Chicken from the Doug O'Neill stable, ridden very nicely here by Mario Gutierrez at $11.60. Going to be very interesting to see how this son of Square Eddie, how he can improve and move up through the conditions. So we're definitely going to circle Play Chicken and keep an eye on him as well. Saturday's seventh race. This was a race, folks, here that a horse on the outside, Combat Zone, hopelessly stumbled badly at the break, went to his nose, and, well, just draw a line through this effort. This is another Mark Glatt train gelding by Warfront, and just was well bet, too, in this race. 6-1 in the morning line, he was taking a lot of action, and just draw a line through that, and let's give him a look-see next time he surfaces. In the ninth race, Warren's Showtime, and this, of course, was the Autumn Miss, the Grade 3, $100,000 event, and Warren's Showtime, the daughter of Clubhouse Ride, was giving Craig Lewis his 1,000th career win, and how fitting that a Clubhouse Ride horse was able to do that under Flavion Pratt. So congratulations to Craig. Congratulations to Craig and everybody at the barn, and well done. And we've always liked Warren Showtime. This is a quality filly that she's tough late, and she's run some very, very respectable races in her career, and I'm sure we haven't seen the end of her at all. Finally, today, in the third race, a little bit of a note here. We were kind of disappointed in the third race with Kalinke, his performance here. This was a Phil D'Amato trainee, four-year-old daughter of Broken Vow. Steadied a little bit on the turn, was kept inside by Abel Cedillo, and coming into the stretch, it looked like maybe she found a seam, but I think she lost a little bit of her punch on the turn when she had a steady and check behind horses. So we're going to give her another shot next time. This is Kalinke in today's Sunday's third race out at Santa Anita, and was a little bit of a price on the board. And if people overlook the trouble on the turn, we might get a little bit of a nice price on her next time. So let's circle Kalinke and see what she can do for us next time out. I'm going to go to the sixth race here. And what are we looking at here in the sixth race? Handsome Cat, very, very impressive winner, visually impressive here under Jose Valdivia. Steve Maiotti trained son of Square Eddie, and we're going to go ahead and circle this guy and give him a real solid look next time. He was coming out, won today in a starter allowance race, and horse like Santa Anita, doubt whether we're going to see him back, obviously, but Del Mar, this is a horse that we're going to keep an eye on, and that is Handsome Cat. Eighth race today, the Enochia, taken by Calypso at 11:60. Very nice run here. Bob Baffert doing what he does best with the two-year-old fillies. Nice effort by Queen Gall on the outside, but Calypso Definitely looks to be quality. This was a maiden starting in the Anoikia today. $75,000 added event under Abel Cedillo. Calypso, follow her. And we're going to see how she does because she looked very, very nice winning today. And finally, the ninth race. This was the Twilight Derby, Grade 2, $200,000 event. Won very impressively by the ultra-sharp, smooth-like straight, 460. And, folks, this horse looked solid. Came back, Churchill was well bet, just didn't run his race. And pure and simple, after the race, Mike McCarthy was quoted as saying that he thought he was going to run lights out, but he didn't. They brought him home. He ran lights out today. Looked good. $4.60 taken the Twilight Derby. All right, as promised, I'm going to give you a hall pass, and we're going to take the rest of the Sunday evening off, and we're going to go catch the end of the Dodger game, and hopefully you might do that as well. But before I let you go, quick reminder, racing does resume at Santa Anita on Friday, and if you are a Pick 6 player, keep in mind that the Pick 6 single-ticket jackpot is growing. It's growing. $86,130 will be in the kitty for you on Friday, and we'll also be back with you Thursday morning from 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. for At the Quarter Pole, and we'll go into Friday's card in depth with you at that time, and there are 9 races on Friday. Until then, good luck. Have the rest of your have a good rest of your Sunday evening, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Cash some tickets, huh?